You've got the Inside Outside Guys radio network with the inside guy Chuck Bridenstine and the outside guy Ken Calverley. Now let's get learning. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Carverly. I'm the outside guy. I'd take a breath after that one.
You should all know that Ken was fast asleep 2 minutes ago.
I was not.
So
stop it. I couldn't sleep with you in the same room. I really couldn't.
You shouldn't.
Because you're either going to mess with me.
You should. You should not do that.
One thing we've never done is slept in the same room. I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a factoid everybody tuned in to learn today. Chuck and Ken have never slept together.
In the same room.
Oh.
It's a big difference, pal.
Happy winter.
Happy winter. It is officially.
I was going to say, it's not officially.
It's officially. Winter time in the Midwest. Thank goodness. It feels like it's been winter for the last month at least. And it can get here, and it can go just as fast. I mean, I want it out of here. But
the winter solstice.
Today is the shortest day, and every day after today gets a little bit longer.
The sun rose this morning in the extreme southeast horizon, and it will start to move slowly across
the
eastern horizon, until June 21st.
Yes.
And I just love watching that progression. So today it will trace its smallest arc across the sky of the year.
For our side of the hemisphere, side of the earth.
That's all I care about.
Right, I agree.
Those other people don't matter. But it's one of the reasons that solar homes in this part of the country, world, have a lot of windows on the south side, because during this cold time of year, the sun is basically going to trace a very low arc across what appears to be the southern sky.
Okay.
So you're hoping to get maximum solar gain.
Sure.
At the coldest time of year.
Sure. Sure. You got to start out with science.
Sure. You got to
start out with science first thing in the morning.
You sound so interested.
I'm just happy that the shortest day is here.
Me too.
And starting tomorrow, every day gets longer.
I know. It's good stuff.
And then in June 21st, I'll be sad because every day will be getting shorter.
The next day is my birthday, by the way.
June 22nd. I'll get you the same thing I got you
last year. In case you need time to to shop.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
We both have summer birthdays. So what are we going to talk about today besides, it's cold and hopefully not going to get much colder?
I think we talk about being grateful for our houses, have a stress-free show, talk about the holidays, mostly Christmas because that's what we celebrate.
Right.
But some people don't, but they still celebrate something this time of year.
Right? I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I like the idea of doing that. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
That's cute. I like that.
I had to think of the name for a second. Elf is one of the funniest Christmas movies, and it's one that went all over your heart is full. There's a lot of good Christmas movies out there.
There really are. Have you ever seen The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant?
No, I have not.
David Niven. I know, it's an old.
You're aging yourself. Now.
Actually, they redid it, I think, with Denzel Washington in the 90s. But I like the original version with Cary Grant, The Bishop's Wife. Yeah, it's just a feel-good story, Yeah,
some of the newer stuff I don't like. I don't like all the special effects in the Christmas movies they have nowadays. Let's remember Christmas is all about.
I'm a feel-good guy. When I watch
You don't look like you feel good.
TV
You look
or
like
movies.
You feel terrible.
I mean, anybody that knows me would be surprised, but it's kind of an irony. You know Mike Tobin. Mike's a big, physical man and Jewish and proud of it. But he always makes a joke that he loves Christmas time. He loves celebrating Christmas, and he loves Christmas music. So in his office, his building, he starts playing Christmas music like at Thanksgiving.
No law against it.
No, I know. And he's a boss, right? So he
right.
can do it. So I always think that's kind of cute, that here's this big, ostensibly tough guy, that just loves movies with happy endings and Christmas music and...
I'm
That's
the same
good
way.
Stuff. Me
I'm
too.
The same way. My wife and I have been watching a lot of. We watched Christmas Vacation recently. She had never seen that movie. And boy, did she laugh. Did she laugh watching that movie? And so did I. But that's a classic, too.
That is a classic.
That's got to be up there in my top five.
He was such a goof.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase?
Yes. Yep, yep. Great movie.
Jeepers.
So today we're going to talk about, of course, housing information you can trust. We'll take your phone calls. Ashley back at the studio. She drew the short straw this morning, so she'll be taking your phone call. She probably has no idea what that means.
Poor Ashley.
You think she does?
Ashley, are there any songs with your name in them? If you think of any, please let us know what they are. Yeah, she's probably not even listening.
Yeah, not to us. But
she's probably playing on her phone.
You think she knows what the drew the short straw means?
That's a good question.
Not. Yeah.
It used to literally be a piece of straw. Did you know that?
Oh, sure. We used to do it. Sure.
It was not a straw like you'd get it at the restaurant for your
Coke.
It was
a straw. Yeah. Out of the field. Yep. So say hello, Merry Christmas to Ashley when you call in. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897, taking any and all of your housing questions.
Did you know most people do not use a can opener properly?
No, I did not know that.
I know. Most people don't.
Do you have an electric can opener at home?
Used to, don't.
Used to, same.
I have a great one. It's a hand operator. It's the best one I've ever had.
I used it last night.
Couldn't tell you what brand it was. But most people use them such that when you open a lid, it'll fall down into the can, right?
Right.
You're supposed to literally operate those so that the knob you turn is parallel to the top of the can. So it opens, it literally cuts the outer edge.
Well, you say that, but they've got different kind of can openers nowadays.
Have you
ever seen the history of can openers? Seriously, do a Google search on the history of can openers and the different can openers that have been invented over the years.
Do you know what year they were patented first?
Oh, I'm going to think early 1800s.
1858.
Okay.
Actually, the metal can was invented in 1812, but a good way to open it? Wasn't invented until almost 1860. I know. It's like, that can's a great idea. I just can't access the food.
They had one that would puncture the very center of the can.
Yeah.
And then you take it off around that. There were all sorts of different kinds of can opener. When I was growing up, we had electric can opener. When the kids were little, we had electric can opener because when we did the dinner, we opened up a lot of cans. Opened up one last night. Ours now goes flat, turns sideways, which we never had when I was a kid.
It's an electric one?
Nope.
Huh.
Had to open one up for my dog last night.
Take a picture and send it to me later.
Put on the Facebook page. I'm sure people are really excited about that. Hey, we have a whole show taking your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS. You have a piece of hardwood that you got a terrible stain in? Well, unfortunately, a lot of people do. When we get back from break, we'll talk about if you can get that stain out. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, WTKA, WLBY, WJR.
Let's get back to more housing information you can trust and more from Ken and Chuck on the Inside Outside Guys radio network.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Kelly, I married my can opener. That's hilarious.
You said that your niece?
That's hilarious. How you doing, Patrick? I wore a shirt today, Pat, to honor you. I'm wearing it right now.
Okay.
And I told Ken that when he got here. So we haven't talked to you in a while. We'd like to talk to you.
Talking about Pat Kelly, of course.
Yes, Pat
friend,
Kelly.
Friend of the show. Right.
Not Pat Bush. We don't like Pat anymore.
Yeah, we love Pat. Don't
no,
say
I'm
that.
Kidding.
We love all Pats.
I'm kidding. So what's the only rock you can eat?
Well, I said one, and you said I was wrong, but I'm right.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong.
Well, you're right, but there are more than two. my answer was rock candy.
Which I love. First time I ever had rock candy was when my brother got his eyes shot out, and he was given all these gifts in the hospital, and I remember eating that going, this is really cool.
You wanted to shoot out the other one.
Yeah, you got two. What a... Yeah, I mean, I was a young boy. I was even more stupid back then than I am now. But salt is the only real rock you can eat.
Do you see the layer of salt that is everywhere out there right now? There is a layer of salt over every bit of road that we had. And the fact that people don't go, huh, where does that salt go? It is not good for our environment. And it is all over the place. They dump way, way, way too much of it down. And the environmentalists should be going crazy about
it. Wait till those new stretches of roads start to fall apart. I was on a new stretch on 75 last week.
Okay.
Know, pretty busy. And it's cut every 12 feet.
Sure.
So it's 70 miles an hour. It feels like every foot, right? But every cut, that salt water is going to go down there, and it'll start breaking up this spring. You'll see it breaking up on the corners of the cuts.
It's like we make these big, beautiful, spend all this money on this road, and the first thing
roads.
We start to do is put something on it that's going to tear it apart.
That's disgusting.
Yep, it is.
I'm with you.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We got an email from a lady. She had a hardwood floor that she had a plant on.
Yep.
And over time, that plant damaged the floor. And it really stinks. I really hate it when someone sends us a question that we can't help them with.
Well, you couldn't help her.
Oh, you think you could?
Well, it's too late now, pal. You've already taken care of it.
Well, I've tried. Listen, this happened to me.
I know.
This happened to me recently.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And I tried everything I could to try to get the stain out. But once that stain's in that hardwood floor and it takes that finish off.
You get one of those black stains.
Exactly. Yeah. There's just no fixing it. There's no fixing it unless you replace the floor.
You have to sand so much wood. Because usually that stain goes
deep.
Deep.
Right.
You know, it might be an eighth of an inch deep.
Right.
And that may not sound like a lot, but that's a heck of a lot of wood to take off a floor.
It is. And then even once you do that, you got to put a stain on it that might match what you had there before. To me, it's almost impossible to fix properly.
Yeah, I agree. It's if it's let go, I mean, literally what's happened is that water has caused the wood to be eaten. You know, molds have grown and stained and died and gone through the life cycle there. So it's literally part of the wood structure is gone.
Yeah, and there's no Zinsser product or any products out there that will bring it back. It just won't unless you do what Chuck said. And at that point, that's just so much work. And then once you seal it, or once you stain it and seal it, trying to get it to match as well. I would try to get a professional out there, but if I was a professional doing it, this is what I'm sure they would say. Look, we're going to try. But we're not going to guarantee.
Yep.
So.
That's all I can do. Should we go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones.
What's the number that you're supposed to call?
888-654-4897.
Cool.
Let's talk to Rick in Plymouth. Good morning, Rick. You're on with the guys.
Morning. Thank you guys for being there. We appreciate listening to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
My question, I'll keep it quick. We have a basement toilet that will do phantom flushing when the upstairs toilet is flushed. Or also, I noticed that when the washer is dumping out into the laundry tub and then it goes into the drain, that toilet will also flush sometimes when that happens. So we didn't know if it was a stack vent thing because I put a new seal on the – it's not a flapper ball. It's a canister with a ring seal on the bottom of it in the toilet. So I have a new one of those on. So other than that, I don't have an idea what to do.
Now, when you say flush, is it more like a gurgle or a flush?
No, it's a flush. Yeah. If we're upstairs, you know, we can hear it. If I'm downstairs, you know, it's right by it and stuff like that. It's a definite flush.
It's definitely a stack issue.
It could be a minor compared to flipping the handle and flushing. It might be a lesser amount, but it's definitely the flush noise, though.
I mean, both the situations you described are where water is running into the drain waste vent system, which means that it's got to be a drain waste vent issue.
It's struggling.
Yeah. And the water's being out.
Okay,
not be the vertical vent. It may be something in the line, you know, down from the drain before it leaves the house. We would have Shelby Mechanical or Plumbing Techs or Water Work come out there and scope it to see you got some kind of blockage.
Plumbing Techs would be who would refer in that area. Plumbing Techs of Michigan.
Okay, all righty. Then, because we're pretty good about usually having the drains. I have a list downstairs of when we do it. You know, like every few years we'll have, just maintenance-wise, you know, we'll have someone come in and go ahead and, you know, put the snake down. So last time that was done, there was nothing obvious in that. It's more of a maintenance thing. But, we'll do that and have them, like you say, they camera it and stuff like that?
They will. Do you want a number for plumbing techs there?
That sounds great. Sure, I got a pen right here.
Yeah, we trust them, so that's one of the reasons we would suggest them. 248-949-2501.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Have a good holiday.
God bless, Rick. Bye.
Thank you. All right, let's next talk to Peggy in Southfield. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I'm not sure. I had two questions. First of all, I want to get someone who can check my attic and crawl space. And then you mentioned something about mold, and that's might be connected.
What makes you think there's an issue?
From my bedroom, I can look up at the ceiling, and I can see, like, lines up there. You know, it's not. It looks like they're crisscrossing all over, like it's up in the attic. And I just wonder if it's wet up there, and maybe starting to show the lines of construction above me.
Well, it's interesting. First of all, we're going to suggest that this coming Friday you read our article in the Detroit News, because it literally talks about this issue. You may not be seeing mold on the ceiling in your bedroom there. It might just be
I lately saw the same thing in my hall, too, on the wall.
Sure. Sometimes that's just an accelerated heat loss through the attic, and you need better insulation up there.
So that'll be covered in which paper, did you say?
In the Detroit News, Friday, in the Homestyle section.
Oh, Friday.
This coming Friday.
Do you have a pen handy, ma'am?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, we're going to send you to a company called Pure Air Macomb, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on there, okay?
Could you spell
phone
that
number,
for me, please?
586.
586.
220.
220.
5528.
5528. Okay, that sounds like I'm on the right track anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Give them a call, and they'll tell you exactly what it is. If it's not mold, they'll tell you. If it is, they'll tell you, and they'll figure out how to handle it.
Uh-huh. Where to go from there.
Yes,
ma'am. Were asking about Christmas gifts or something.
Yes, ma'am.
My father used to get, he used to always guess everything that we did, and my brother and I got disgusted with that. So we ended up getting him something, and when he opened it up, it was a big surprise. It was a toilet seat that was contoured to your bottom. So we all got the benefit of that through the years ourselves, too.
That's funny.
I love it.
That's funny.
I mean, do you actually send a mold or a casting of your rear end into the place to have them make it that way, or is it?
Oh, it was made that way. It was up and down, and it was shaped just like a bottom, you know, the reverse, so that it fit right up and up against you.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That would give Ken yet another reason to spend all day in there.
I would love to find out where we got that before, but unfortunately, I think that was about 70 years ago, because I'm 91.
You sound fantastic. I guarantee you, somebody's still making something like that, and one of our listeners will know about it.
You're right.
I'll be listening to you guys. Thank you. I appreciate
Peggy,
all
thank
of the
you so
stuff
much.
You do.
And look in Bye the now. Detroit News Friday, Peggy.
Merry Christmas.
Got it. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We got a lot of show left. Phone lines are open. We'll take any and all of your housing issue phone calls.
I like that. For the man who has everything, they'll buy Bataille this year. Buy him a custom contoured toilet seat.
Yeah, and you're right about that. I'm sure you can go online and find someone who would make one for you. But I'm not making the mold, that's for darn sure.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, when we get back from break, we're going to continue this conversation. Gutters and ice storms. Ice dams. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back, because we're noticing right now a lot of that snow is melting and creating ice dams out there, and it's going to create problems in your home. And we get back, we'll help you solve that problem if you're one of those people. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, WTKA, WLBY, WJR.
You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys radio network with the only two guys who love your house as much as you do, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Happy holidays to you. That was Ken.
No, it wasn't. I would not do that to our listeners.
You know, since 66% of Americans admit to reading in the bathroom, that toilet seat would probably be a good idea. It might go up to 70%.
I don't do that.
You don't read.
You're right. I look at pictures.
So I was just going to ask, do you watch videos on your phone in the bathroom?
Yeah, I've been accused of doing that, yeah.
I mean, we're getting a little, yeah.
Wash your hands when you're done.
But I was just thinking of Peggy's comment about the custom-made toilet seat.
You're right. Hey, the weather we've had here in Southeast Michigan lately has made it ideal for ice dams and gutters getting ice in them lately. We had a lot of snow. We had a real hard freeze, and now we've had a thaw for the last few days. And if you have a nice overhang on your house and your gutters are just off a little bit, you've probably got ice damming and your gutters are full of ice.
What do you mean if the gutters are off just a little bit?
Well, we say it all the time. If they're not pitched properly or if once that water hits there, once that water hits your gutter, it has to be pitched so it just immediately runs downhill towards the downspout.
Yeah, and remember, I mean, the gutters are usually made of aluminum, which conducts heat rapidly. So right. Even if it's melted water, it could freeze quickly.
Absolutely, and get heavy. Yep. And then put pressure on your gutter and put pressure on the fasteners and pull the gutter out.
Yep.
Get that fixed right away. If you're at a place right now where this last cold snap had your gutters full of gutters, and you say full of ice, and you say, I just can't afford it right now, I just can't do it right now, then why they're thawed, go up there and just throw some rock salt on them. And we're okay with rock salt on them. Something
in the gutter.
Something to stop that giant chunk of ice that weighs hundreds of pounds from forming in your gutter.
Yeah.
And the bad part about it is if you're not getting a leak back in the house. Now, if you got a big overhang, you could be getting a leak back into the house and it could be leaking out before you even know it. And it could be rotting that wood inside that overhang.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your house, people. It's very important. And if you have gutters that get full of ice, find a way. Even a cable, you can go up to any big box store and you can buy a heating cable. And it's not really a heating cable. It's a warming cable that you can lay into your gutter temporarily to keep them from freezing.
Actually, you get a lot of our electricians will do that. They'll install it for you, and sure, they'll safely wire and connect it, put it on a timer if need be, or a thermostat to monitor temperature. But it's really, those things today, they're not cheap,
nope,
but they last today.
They do. They do. But this, like I said, this last cold spell we had made it ideal that this is an issue for people right now, because it's really cold out there right now.
Did you have any icicles on your house?
Nothing major, a couple small ones.
We had some small ones on the north elevation, which is where you would most expect to see them, just outside of my son's bathroom. You know, I was looking out that window and just noticing, and they were small, but still.
Yep, you're paying attention to your house, and that's what we tell people, do you have to pay attention to your house. Every time you pull in, every time you pull out, take a look, what's different, fix it. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions, phone lines are open.
You know, you talk about paying attention to your house. We were up north, and we took a picture of a group with the house in the background. And somebody, as soon as we looked at the picture, somebody pointed to me, and one of the gutters had a small plant growing out of it.
Oh, really?
In my house. I was like, that's embarrassing. I said, Chuck, look at this.
Yeah, but you're the inside guy. That makes sense. Okay, you don't pay attention to that.
Oh, good point. Someone bring you up.
There you go.
Get up there and take that plant out of there. You know, but you're right. You gotta stay vigilant because that stuff, you know, it's small at first and then it causes big problems.
That drives me nuts when I see plants growing. And yeah, I know you. No, that's different. You were. I guarantee you cleaned those out last year. Those normally grow when people just ignore them. I mean, gutters, nobody wants to clean gutters, and we get that. And you'll get a plant that will soak up more dirt, that will soak up more water, that'll make it freeze worse. There's nothing good about that stuff being in your gutter. And your gutter system is one of the most important parts of your house that you have to maintain.
It's an out of sight, out of mind thing.
It really
like
is.
You say all the time, you know. I mean, who thinks to look at their gutters, for heaven's sakes, you know?
You're right. You're right, absolutely. And don't forget, people, today being the first day of winter, we know what's ahead of us. From this day to probably into March, we could have an ice storm. We could have multiple ice storms. And when we have ice storms, people lose power. We get unbelievable amount of questions about standby generators. We'll get just email after email asking, where should I buy a standby generator? What kind of standby generator should I buy? The Gaylord ice storm last year, up in the Gaylord area, Grayling area, we had listeners up there asking us where do they get standby power, and we've got great companies that will go up to that area. So if you're thinking about a standby generator, get it now before you need it. And of course, if you go to the Inside Outside Guys on Electrical, you'll see some great companies that can help you there.
I was thinking of couples like you and your bride, and me and mine. And we're kind of at the point where you really don't, I mean, we're blessed. We don't need anything. Nope. We have wants like everybody, but we don't need anything. And that would be a good gift for your house if you normally would buy something for you know, Maria, and she would buy you something. Instead of doing that, or even a portable generator and have an electrician do a hookup, you know, so you can quickly, you know, engage that for the rare. Maybe you're the person that gets a power outage once every 5 years, so you really don't need a standby, you know, more expensive unit, but you'd like to have a good portable that's readily adaptable.
Absolutely. I took the babies of our mothers this week, her great-grandchildren, my grandchildren, her mother's week, and every time I go there, she thanks me for the generator my brother and I, Pat Kelly, installed it many, many years ago, and she still uses it. She'll lose power about 6 times a year.
Wow. See, yes. That's a lot.
It is.
You'd want a standby unit.
Yeah, yes, and we get it for it. And again, any of those units you need, any of the units you have questions about, send us an email at theinsideoutsideguys.com. But we have great companies like Oak Electric, Metro Electric, Bratcher Electric, all over Southeast Michigan that can help you, the listener. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys, WTKA, WLBY, WJR.
Thanks for spending a part of your weekend with the Inside Outside Guys. On the Inside Outside Guys Radio Network, here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Having a great start of winter. First day of winter.
A really early start of sun came winter. Out. Right. People need to realize the state of Michigan is considered an extreme weather state. As we all know, it can be zero, and within a week, we can be in the 60s.
Within a day.
Okay. Which is true, but and that does think about what that does to your house. You know, we had a up by us last night. We had a big wind event. I don't know what it was, a little further south of here, but between that rain and the cold and the wind and then the heat in the summertime, it moves your entire house on a regular basis, just pushing it all around. I mean, you said yourself, Chuck, you hear that wind hit the side of your house and you think, oh my goodness. My house is going to fall down because it creaks so much.
It'll just slam into your, yeah.
But that is one of the reasons we are considered an extreme weather state, and a lot of the reason why we have the codes that we have in our state.
Good point.
888-654-GUYS. Phone lines are open. Of course, we answer emails all the time, but we do not want your emails to take place of the phone calls here, because when you call and ask us a question, everyone hears it, everyone learns. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
I need to pop one of your balloons.
Really?
There is no such thing as a blue food.
I disagree.
I know what you're going to say, and you're wrong, so don't say it.
A blue M&M?
Oh, I thought you were...
You ever seen a blue crab?
Natural food. You know, that's funny. I have, because literally, we, I guess I can admit this now, it was 45, 50 years ago, scuba dive, we grabbed a bunch of them thinking we'd take them on the beach and eat them.
Yeah.
And then found out it was a mating season.
And you need a license.
Highly illegal. And you need it was like all these guys going, you fool, they could throw you in jail for that.
Do you ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer grabs the crabs up in Maine?
Yes. Well, it was kind of like us down in Key West, you know. Oh, my gosh.
They would have been good. They would have been delicious.
I'm sure they
So would the fine.
Yeah. But they say, like, blueberries are purple, not blue.
Okay.
If you believe it.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a blue food out there. That's that blue M&M. But
yeah, but that's artificially created. You eat those chemicals that I keep warning you about.
It's the red ones you got to worry about. All right. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Charlene in Livonia. Good morning, Charlene. You're on with the guys.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I value your opinion, and what I need help with is I have gutters, but we have a section by our porch that no matter what I do, it leaks, and then it becomes a slick sidewalk on the sidewalk. It'd be all ice. So I got two buckets, so when the snow melts, it'll go right into the buckets, but I know that's not correct. And then I had somebody come out and they added another gutter spout coming down, but that didn't, I mean, it helped a little bit, but I think there's something wrong in that corner because it's leaking. And we had gutter guards put on, and that's not, I don't think that's the problem. I just think it's the gutter must not be big enough or something, or it needs to be replaced just in that corner. So I don't know what to do.
Well, we'd have someone out there to check it out. The gutters may need to be relined or reattached, something like that.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And I know you'll give me a reputable person.
Well, we'll give you someone right there in your area. Kearns Brothers can come out and take care of that for you.
There is. They usually use a mastic where you have two gutter sections joined at an interior corner. There's a fitting they put on right there, but they still use a gutter mastic. And if that wasn't properly applied or it fails, you can get a leak there. But that can be corrected by somebody like Kearns that knows what they're doing.
And take pictures of it when they come out. Say, this is what I want to get solved, this issue. And if they can't solve it.
I did take your pictures. I got the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give Kearns a call. Ask them to come out and take a look at it. Maybe ask if Mark Kramer can take a look at it. He's right there. They're close to you. He can come out and take a look at it.
Actually, they're across 8 Mile, and I'm on the other side. They're in Oakland. We're in Wayne County. So I know where that place is. So ask for Mark.
Yeah. Ask to have Mark Kramer come out and take a look at it, okay?
And then I have only two more questions, if you don't mind. On the gutters, you know, I put the leaf guard on, or leaf guards, because that's when they first started, and the pitch was really good. I know we overpaid on that, but they seem to be working okay. I just wanted your opinion if that was a good thing to do. Because, like I was listening, I went to the grocery store and heard you talking about the gutters, but we don't have no snow or no dams around our house. So
good.
They told us that, you know, the snow insulates or something, I don't know, and it melts it. But that was a good choice, wasn't it?
Well, when you say gutter guard, people get it mixed up all the time. Is
leaf,
it a solid
filter?
Yeah, we're not. I'm sorry to tell you this, but we're not a giant fan of the filter products or the screen products.
I know. I heard that, but I was hoping it wasn't true.
Yeah, honestly, if that's part of the issue in that corner, I'd probably take it off of that corner if it was mine. We've just seen them cause too many problems.
If water is getting in there and it's leaking out of the bottom of the gutter, at least you know the gutter guard is still clean, right?
Right.
Because letting water get in the gutter. So you'll get great advice from Kearns when they take a look at it.
Okay, that'll be great. And then my last question is, I have squeaky floors. It's not just a little squeak. They squeak all over. And, like, no matter what we do, we put the nails in that break off. And we did all that stuff. I mean, if you had a magnet, probably lift all the plywood up. But it still squeaks a lot, and we don't know how to fix that.
Can you get to the underside of it? Is it?
We go through the carpet. That's what we do. We shoot it through the carpet.
Are you on a crawl space or a slab? Do you have a basement underneath there?
We have a basement. It's finished off, but we do have a basement. And
okay. There's a product called Squeak Ender. So just Squeak Ender, and go. You can find it. Just Google it, and it'll come up. But you got to go from underneath and screw it in from underneath, and there'll be instructions there to it. And who people we've referred to in the past, it has worked for them.
Okay. And now if that doesn't work, what company would I call that would do a fair job for me?
Probably a good handy person. You said your basement's finished. Do you have a suspended ceiling down there?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Cool. Good. So you can get to the
other side. Yeah, as long as not a hard ceiling, right?
You know, another thing we did years ago before products like Squeak Ender even existed, we would find out where the squeak is. It's usually the subfloor, the plywood that rests upon the frame, the boards, the floor joists. There's usually a slight gap will develop over time because of wetting and drying and nails pulling out. And if you can get a handy person to just separate that a little bit, shoot some construction adhesive in there, give it 24 hours, that should end any movement. And it's a movement that causes a squeak.
Yep.
Right.
But we're up against it's the top of the hour. We're up against the clock. If you don't mind waiting, we can...
Okay.
Or we can give some numbers when we get back from break. And we got our friend Pat Kelly on the line. Pat, we know you're there. We'll get to you soon when we get back. This is the Inside Outside Guys.
Your house is their business. It's the Inside Outside Guys. Now let's get back to more with Chuck Bridenstine and Ken Calverley.
Welcome back, everybody. We really appreciate being here. This next hour is going to fly by. Happy first day of winter. Go ahead, Ken. Make a noise. Good job.
That's not bad.
He always kicks his mic away during the break and has to pull it back. But you know what? How about a little lubricant? A house guy like
WD-40,
you.
WD-40, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I would probably use silicone.
something. Hey, is our buddy Pat still on the line? Mr. Kelly?
I am.
How you doing, bud?
Hi, Pat.
Good morning. It's nice to hear from you guys.
Just talking about you yesterday with my niece. What a mechanical genius you are. Oh, I was waiting for you to give me some grief there.
This is a Pat Kelly, a good friend of ours for many years, master electrician.
And Pat is our go-to guy for a lot of questions, geotherm, photovoltaics.
Solar, yeah, you name it.
Yeah, HVAC systems. So what are you up to today?
I'm down in the wood shop. I got you on speakerphone. It's kind of, I could wait for you easily enough down here. So I'm down in the wood shop. Messing around. I got to make some boxes and stuff. So, hey, Ken, I got to ask you something. So you have enough time to Google the history of can openers. Did I hear that right?
No, you heard it right.
I'm tired and I don't have that kind of time.
No, during my scrolling adventures, something came up a long time ago about can openers. It actually is interesting how many different patents there has been out on can openers over the years.
Ken's gotten more fun since he started to experiment with, Google. people hear you say,
well,
Pat,
I guess I don't know how to scroll.
You say you're in the wood shop. What people don't know is that Pat, on his estate, has about 12 outbuildings, each of them dedicated to a specific purpose, any one of which Ken and I would kill for. But Pat never invites us out to his estate.
Oh, don't say that. You know better than that.
You have an open invitation. Thank you, Ken.
you just moved too far away.
I've been trying to get you guys golfing all season long. We haven't been able to get together on that. So
we'll make sure.
Yeah, it is
a
little bit of a distance out here.
Yeah, we'll be sure to make time. I mean, Chuck, from your house, it's just as far to go to your cottage as it is to go to Pat's, probably, isn't it?
Actually, it is. Yeah. And the lake is prettier than you, Pat.
Oh man, there you go. There you go. Well, hey, listen, the main reason for my call is I wanted to know if Ken really had time to Google that. But the other one is I wanted to wish both of you a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you get to spend a lot of time with the family, and it's just such a great holiday. I can't believe it's on us already, you know.
I agree with you.
Anyways, that was the main reason for my call. I don't get a chance to talk to you guys enough, and I just wanted to say have a very Merry Christmas.
Give your bride, Reggie, a big hug from us too, Pat, and we wish the same thing back to you. Hopefully we'll get together this spring and play some golf and enjoy each other's company.
We definitely will. God bless you, Pat. Thank you for the call, sir.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you.
Bye now. All right, bye-bye. You know, a lot of people don't know, Pat Kelly was one of the original companies that came on as a team partner with the Inside Outside Guys.
A long time ago.
And then when we left our other station coming here at WJR, he was our biggest cheerleader to get us on this station. And Pat has a great relationship with Dr. Joe Gannon, known him for many years, and just a class guy.
You know, well said. We love him dearly. He's a good friend, and he knows so much about the mechanics.
Oh, he really does.
I mean, big buildings, houses, you name it. He's really fun to engage in conversation because we are like-minded, all of us. You know,
absolutely.
In that regard, and he's smarter than we are.
Absolutely. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897, taking any and all of your housing questions.
I like it. So what one thing your family does together during the holidays do you enjoy the most?
You know, what do we do during the holidays? We get together. That's bottom line. We just all get together in one spot. And as a dad, you know this dad. You know, I don't know how I can convince my kids that I don't want or need anything from them. I mean, getting together is the answer to your question.
I agree. Yeah.
But as a father, you know, they feel guilty. No, Dad, I have to get you something. No, you don't, guys. I got everything I ever need or want. All I want you guys is to be safe. And as a father of five children, I'm sure a lot of people understand this. When I have them all in front of me, when I know we're all under the same roof, even though my oldest son's 37 now, I know they're all safe. I know they're right here. I know nothing's going to happen right at that minute. Yeah. And it's just it's probably the point in my heart life where my heart is the most relaxed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny you say that, you know, they're safe. I know you still say that and they're adults, but I could have said exactly what you said.
Right.
You know, that's such a neat thing, and we're blessed.
And I have to remind myself all the time that my sons are stronger, smarter, more well-rounded than I was at their age. So when I start to worry about them, I go, Ken, they're smarter than you were.
They should be worried about Dad. Yeah,
exactly.
Isn't that the truth?
Exactly.
Hey, we're taking your calls, 888-654-4897. Love to hear from you. Let me ask you, let's pretend you've got a 50-foot pine tree, just a gorgeous pine tree out in your front yard. Mm-hmm. If you could put one color of light on it at Christmas.
White.
Would it be white? Mine would be blue.
Would it? Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, every time I drive by those blue lights at night, I just stare.
Yeah, I like the white lights. I like houses that are done up in the white lights. Even though ours aren't right now, I like them done up in the white lights.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to lay at the base of the Christmas tree because my mom and dad would put the manger there.
Would you drink the water?
No. But I would have eaten anything that was edible back then. But I would lay there and imagine that the tree was a dark, starry sky, and each of the lights was a star. So white lights, you know, in my child's mind were the stars, and I fell in love with them back then. But those were the bulbs that were so hot you couldn't touch them.
You right. Oh, you were so right. Oh, those are, yeah, those were hot.
Crazy stuff, man.
Absolutely. And did you have the silver tree?
No, we always had a real one.
We had a silver tree with the rotating color disc. Do you remember those? Plastic rotating color discs?
Sure do.
That my mom absolutely loved. And it's probably a collector's item today.
It might be, actually. Yeah, Art Deco.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'll bet you can find those online.
Again, Chuck and I love taking your phone calls. We love answering your emails, but we don't want those emails to take place of answering your housing questions right here on the show. We'll take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We get back from break. We'll continue our conversation on how to beat the winter's chills in your house. It's the Inside Outside Guys, WTKA, WLBY, WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys on the Inside Outside Guys Radio Network. Now with the answers to all your housing and professional contractor questions, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy first day of winter. We appreciate you being with us. Hope you're going to have a great holiday. We're excited.
We are excited. We're going to start getting more daylight every day from this point forward. Let's go to the phone to talk to our buddy Bruce from Sterling Heights. Good morning, Bruce. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Good Christmas music. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
God bless you.
Can openers. About 10 years ago, I put in a Black & Decker Space Maker under cabinet. This thing is phenomenal. It's still working great. It's easily, the parts pull right off, and you can wash them real easy where it goes into the can and everything. And I thought about getting one for my cottage because I'm using the hand cranker up there. Wow, the prices are like tripled since I bought that one years ago.
I'm still using the hand cranker
up north, but what's that?
How much are they today, the Black & Decker?
I thought it was just under 100 now. I thought I paid about 30, 40 for it back then, but it is a great unit. I'm so impressed. I'm not impressed with everything Black & Decker does, but this one, this Space Maker, is really a good
one. You would know. Is it? Does it go in the inside a cabinet door?
Pardon?
Do you attach it inside the cabinet door?
It attaches to under the cabinets with the. I did it on the rail, you know, the.
Okay.
And it sticks out from under the cabinets, and it's an under cabinet mount. And boy, it is just. It's the best.
You'll have to take a picture and send it to us.
Okay, I will do. And I had another one for you guys that I heard on your station from one of the talk guys during the day. Said that if your garbage disposal is smelling, said a plumber told him to use your favorite, put some Dawn in there, plug it up on the disposer side, put some Dawn in there and run it about half full of not extremely hot, but hot water. And then open it up and turn the disposal on and smell gone. And I got it works. I tried it.
That's good to know.
Very good to know.
Yeah. Good
we
old Dawn.
We should have bought stock in Dawn.
We got to tell people.
I'm telling you.
They're called disposals, not dispose all.
Yeah,
and people
right.
just
oh,
throw
yeah.
anything down
yeah.
there.
Exactly. I have a screen on mine. Before anything goes in there, it goes into the screen and I dump it. So very little goes in it, but.
We knew you were a smart guy.
I think you could do Chuck's job easy.
Everybody could. So, Bruce, how are you going to spend Christmas?
With the family, of course. Kids and grandkids. Right. Doesn't get any better than that.
You're right about that. You're right about that. Hey, Bruce, thank you for calling. You have a blessed Christmas, buddy.
God bless you, Bruce.
You guys, too.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Peggy in Lennox. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are doing great. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about gutter guards, leaf filters, so forth. We live out in the country. We have a number of different pine trees, the Canadian hemlocks, the white pine, umbrella pine, you name it, we have it. But we have tried everything, and the only thing that took care of our problem with items getting in the gutter was Leaf Filter. And I know you guys don't really like them, but I wanted to tell you, it solved our problems, and I highly recommended it to many people. So when I hear you guys saying no, it's like, uh-oh, I need to talk to you about it. Because the gutter guard, the gutter helmet, well, we've lived in this house for over 30 years, so we've tried a number of things. And like I say, the only thing that works is Leaf Filter.
Yeah, we respect that. And what we always try to say when we're talking about that, if you have a filter, which those do, or a stainless steel screen, they're really well made, eventually it is going to get plugged up by stuff. That's what we see. So the issue we have with those is that water will quit going in the gutter because that horizontal flat laying screen will get plugged up. So that's our biggest issue with those.
And just like what it's doing with your pine needles now, it's washing them over the screen. Eventually, when that starts getting plugged up, it washes everything over the screen. So what we would suggest for people is every once in a while, just go up there with maybe, and I mean, the reason you got them is for you don't have to go up there, but just some kind of brush, even a stiff bristle paintbrush.
From the ground.
Yeah, or from the ground, just to make sure you clear those fibers open.
Yeah, we've had Leaf Filter now for probably 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
And we've still had good luck with them. So I just wanted to put my 2 cents in and let you know that so far we think they're the best.
You know, and in some case, Peggy, we would agree with you.
What you're saying makes sense, Peggy. We appreciate your call.
Okay, you guys have a great holiday.
Thank you. Too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the input.
You. Bye-bye.
Let's see, we got time for Dave from Jackson. Dave, you're on with the guys.
Merry Christmas, man. How are you?
Good, buddy. How can we help you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, quick story about the incandescent 100-watt bulbs. So I was pretty smart when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I was a reader back then even. I thought I was smarter than heck, and I was reading about Thomas Edison, of course, and putting water on a fire to put it cool the fire. So this incandescent, I have this little reading lamp. I'm a young kid laying there in bed trying to read, and the incandescent bulb was too hot. I says, oh, I'm going to get smart. I'm going to go into the bathroom with a little mini Dixie cup my mom used to buy, filled it up with 2 or 3 ounces of water, and I'm having to toss it down that bulb. And I'll tell you what, that's the last. I got smarter. I was smarter afterwards than I was before that.
Did it blow up?
It exploded.
Yeah.
It was an explosion, and the glass, shattered, and I went, oh, God, Mom probably heard it downstairs. What the heck?
I mean, we're laughing only because we know you survived, but that's scary.
It's dangerous, absolutely.
Those were hot.
Especially getting some of those shards in your eyes when being a kid, because you were looking at it when you threw it up there. Yeah,
I mean, in the who was the little oven, the kid's oven they sold that you could bake
cake
in?
They
used an incandescent bulb for heat.
Right.
Because those things got so hot. Oh, my gosh.
And those cakes were not a really good cake at all. hey, listen, I know you're short on time, and Merry Christmas to your whole staff and families, and be cool.
Thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate the story and the candor and the honesty about
it. Yeah, I never did that again at all.
For any kind of light bulb.
Young boys.
Exactly. There you go.
Young
That's
boys.
It. That's it. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate your call. I can't tell you how much stupid stuff I did like that when I was a kid.
I mean, I've always said, you and I have shared this, it's a wonder as many young boys make it to manhood as do.
You
mentioned
we
are so stupid.
Your brother got his eyes shot out by a BB, correct? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
We used to play war with BB guns. Exactly. We would shoot each other with the BB guns.
Yep. And if you couldn't get a gun that day, you threw hard apples at each other. I literally got hit in the head with a cue ball a guy threw at me one time. A pool table cue ball, which explains a lot about
it. It wasn't your wife?
It could have been, but I won't let her near. I mean, it is. We young men, I was never a young woman, so I can't say, but young men are stupid. you know, and they need guidance.
I always say the two dumbest things are the young bucks out in the woods and the young bucks out in the city. Two dumbest things out there. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. As long as Chuck and I have been doing this, which is now coming up on 17 years.
It's 18, isn't it? Are okay. We going into 18?
You're probably right. All we've ever asked from our listeners is to spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys. We absolutely love what we do. We love helping people whenever we can. And when we get a chance to solve your housing problem, that's the best thing in the world for us. So anytime during the week you need help, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. So what are you doing? We're not done yet. Is that a break? There's no music. Keep talking. I don't hear any music. You're walking away like we're going to break. We're not.
I thought I heard background music.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, I'm hearing sounds in my head.
Not yet.
That's scary.
So, Chuck, what was the article about this week at the Inside Outside Guys?
You know, Detroit on Friday, we wrote an article about commercial roofing, but it's not flat roofing. It was shingles on sloped roofs, so condominium projects,
okay,
multifamily apartment buildings, that kind of thing, because there is a different set of criteria that people should be using. If you're on a condominium board or you live at a condominium and they're going to re-roof your units, you really need to read that article, because you should be shopping for the roofing company a whole lot differently than you would for a single detached house.
You're right. That's a great point.
And not a lot of companies are set up to do projects like that properly and safely. So we tried to make that point in the article.
Yeah, think about it. If you bring a company in that has done roofs, residential roofs forever, so 1,000 square feet, 3,000 square feet, all of a sudden they're doing a 25, 30,000 square foot condominium complex.
Oh.
Are they properly equipped to do that? Do they have the knowledge to do that? Are they aware of all the warranty situations?
Dedicated crews? Do they have the supply chain? Do they have the safety protocols in place that are required for that? I mean, the article goes into all of those things.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls on the other side of this break.
The Inside Outside Guys at InsideOutsideGuys.com. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys radio network. Once again, here are Chuck Bridenstine and Ken Calverley.
Happy first day of winter. 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957. We'd love to hear from you.
You act like you're happy. What are you happy about the first day of winter?
Because I know what you said earlier. Every day henceforth is getting longer, and I love daylight. Live for daylight. I love the sun.
Okay, it's not Halloween, but I got a question about ghosts.
Is it Halloween or Halloween?
I don't know. It's too early for you.
Well, you gave us the disposal thing later or earlier.
It's not a garbage disposal. It's not a garbage disposal all. It's a garbage disposal. But couple of things called ghosting in the house. It's two kind of ghosting. One's called a ghost load, and one's called ghosting. Two totally different things. Let's explain that to our listeners, please.
And actually, there could be a third. The ghost load.
Okay, what's the third?
Well, let's explain. So people, you know, that maybe don't think like you and I do.
Everyone has ghost loads in their house.
Ooh, that's quite an accusation,
Ken. But it's true.
It's true. I mean, any 24-hour load, the LED light and your TV is always on, for instance. That's a ghost load. The surge protector that you've got the computer plugged into that has this little LED light.
Alexa.
That's a ghost load. See, I don't do that, but you do. But no, I told you, I walked out of our kitchen 2-3 weeks ago and I turned the lights off and the kitchen's still light. It's like the stove's got a clock, the microwave's got a clock, the refrigerator's got a light where the ice water is.
Dishwasher has a light.
Thank you. I knew there were like six of them in the kitchen. I'm going, oh my goodness, you can't even enjoy the darkness anymore.
That's important.
is really important, the darkness part. Yeah.
So those cost you money. So those are ghost loads. And then there's ghosting. The industry has come up with two different things that we call ghosting. One is when your roof trusses will lift up in extremely cold, dry weather in the wintertime.
And you see it a lot.
Yeah, you may get separation where the drywall in the wall meets the drywall in the ceiling. And you'll get a gap there, and then it'll close again in the spring.
Right.
So we call that ghosting, and you can have various structural members do that. And the one we're going to write about this coming Friday, I think we told one of our listeners to, Peggy?
Yes.
To read that article this coming Friday, every homeowner should look at, because she looked up at her ceiling in the hallway in her bedroom and thought she had black mold, and more than likely, it's not mold, it's particulate that is floating in the air in her house
from sure.
various things.
Sure. Sure. But it could be mold.
It could be mold.
Yeah.
It could be mold. I was in a house years ago. I had actually built a house. And these people didn't control the humidity. I didn't know this. They called me out. We're still friends. It was a good thing. But they showed me a west wall. We had had an extended, bitter, cold period of, you know, a couple of weeks. And literally the nails below the paint and the spackle and the drywall had frost on them. Because you had such rapid heat loss and such high humidity in the house that the heat lost through the nail, right?
Yep. I hope people can imagine this, but it makes perfect sense how you're describing
it. So you could literally look at the wall and see all these dots of frost on the paint. I'll never forget it. I wish I, you know.
Which shouldn't be there. Should not happen.
Yep. We didn't have cameras, you know, available to us like we do today, or I would have had pictures. But it was the humidity issue. They had way too much humidity in the house. And you have rapid heat loss through anything like that in a house 24/7. If you've got more studs in part of the exterior wall in one place and insulation in the other, you will have rapid heat loss through the studs.
Yep.
So we talk about that in the article this coming Friday. And one place people get it is in the rafters, you know, the ceiling joists in the ceiling, which is what Peggy had, and also where the exterior wall meets the roof ceiling. And we describe why that happens, what can be done, what they're doing in new houses to prevent it. And one of the things Ken has always said for years, move the air in the house. That'll help minimize.
It'll help.
That heat help loss being lost. Right. You know. Right. Turning the fans on, like you said, so that they're pulling heat off the ceiling and pushing it down to the floor. That'll make you more comfortable and make your house more efficient and minimize the acceleration of heat loss you'll have on these cold, cold days, you know, through thermal breaches like we're talking about.
And we understand that everyone has ceiling fans, and that's why we're okay with any fan, whether it's a box fan, it's a little oscillating fan, you name it. Keep the air moving in your house. Now, where you saw those frosts, if they would have left it alone, just left it alone, eventually those would probably be mold. Bunch of dots of mold coming down because the moisture is eating.
And that's because spores are in the air 24/7.
Right.
What they need oxygen, they need warmth, they need light, they need temperature, and they need moisture. And the only thing we can deprive them of in a house is moisture because everything else that's needed, we need.
Right.
Right?
Right, absolutely.
So we can't cut off the oxygen or the warmth and those kind of things. But we can cut off the excess humidity. So the way you minimize mold growth anywhere in the house is by depriving it of that humidity.
We'll continue this conversation after we talk to Linda in Rochester. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. What do you guys think about a like a whole house interrupter, if that's the right word, that, you know, will a whole house surge protector?
You heard Choi's whisper, or Chuck whisper in the background. Surge protectors are a must for many homes.
But?
Because of all the electronics and your appliances and all that.
There's so many sensitive, you know, today with all the solid state equipment, it is much more sensitive to fluctuations in current flow than maybe your 50-year-old stove was, for instance.
Well, how much does one of those high-tech TVs cost today?
Well, they've gotten cheaper. We were just talking about that. but you're right.
But you could spend $4,000 on a TV easily.
Well, these stupid cell phones are $1,000 to $2,000, you know. If you got that on a charger. The reason we threw the word but out there, Pat Kelly, who you just heard a few minutes ago, Pat is a master electrician. He had a surge protector at his house in Plymouth years ago. Do you remember this? And he had a lightning strike, not quite on the house, but close enough to it that, you know, if you were in the house, you probably thought a bomb went off. Long story short, he said his whole house surge protector did not prevent a lot of things from getting messed up.
And that's what they're made for.
That's what they're made for, but not a direct hit. You know,
gotcha.
And that's okay, that would have been years ago. Do you think things are better now? And where is that put in your fuse box? Where is that?
Yes, they put it at the point of origination of the power of the house. Yeah, so the fuse panel is where it's going to be located, so that anything downline from that, which would be everything in the house, is protected.
And without a doubt, they're better. I mean, every year they're better, more efficient units.
But you have to be aware, a direct lightning strike, first of all, you might lower your insurance by having one. So that's a good thing, because the insurance industry has really gotten crazy in the last few years, I guess is a good way to say it. And I would use one of our professional electrical contractors to install that. But just know that there is a possibility if you get an intense direct lightning strike. I mean, if you ever read about a lightning strike, that's Mother Nature. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can
do. And they can tell you, when I say they, insurance companies will tell you when you had a license strike or lightning strike when.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't fool them.
You can't lie about it. Nope. I was within probably 200 feet of one years ago, and I really thought a bomb had exploded. It was frightening. I
think you lost some brain cells there.
Well,
Linda, does that answer your question?
Guys. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family.
God bless you, Linda. Thank you.
Hopefully that answered your question, Linda. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, we got 15 minutes left. We'll take your phone calls. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We'll finish our discussion on ghosting. More than anything else, Chuck and I want to make sure that you have a happy, safe, comfortable holiday season in your home. This is the Inside Outside Guys. Again, WTKA WLBY WJR.
Check out the full list of partner contractors at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now back to the Inside Outside Guys radio network and more from Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. We're hoping you're going to have a great family event in the next many days, regardless of what your practices are. We wish that for everybody, and home to us is family, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, people always say you need food, shelter, clothing. Shelter is home, and hopefully you've made it home and you get a chance to experience and enjoy family.
I know you feel the same way I do. The most favorite thing in the world to be called is dad.
That's my favorite word, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Before we went to break, we're talking about something called ghosting. And you mentioned, Chuck, that usually it's not mold. But in certain instances, if you're seeing a lot of heat loss in one area, what Chuck was talking about earlier, that moisture going through that area, it's more of a chance that will turn into mold. What can people do about it? If they see that in their house, what action should they take?
Well, first of all, if you've got it, then you've got humidity, right?
Right. Yep.
So my first action would be to determine the cause of the excess humidity and stop that. And it's interesting, you and I talk about humidifiers. And people will text us or email us and say, we've got a humidistat on the wall, we've got a humidifier in the furnace, and we're only reading 35% at the humidistat, so we don't think the house has enough humidity. And what you got to realize is that humidistat is just reading in a very small geographic area of the house. The rest of the house could have 45 or 50%, but the humidistat area has 35.
So that's how that air is being moved.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the biggest thing, like you said, move the air. That's stop the humidity or lessen it and move the air.
You do not want stagnant anything. You don't want stagnant water and you don't want stagnant air. That's why if you have a couple rooms upstairs or somewhere in your house that have closets and the doors are closed, if no one's going in there, go upstairs and open those closet doors and let the air move through those closet doors. Because that's a lot of times people don't realize they get mold and they'll smell it. They can't find it, and they'll find it in those closets.
Exactly.
A lot.
A lot.
So, and then if you, Chuck was saying, you know, if we look at a corner and we say, okay, that's mold. First thing you do, get rid of the humidity. Second thing you do is attack the mold. Third thing you do is find out why that spot is leaking the air. So you may have to go up there and put some spray foam behind it, put some bad insulation. Get someone like
it may not be leaking air, insulation. It may just be losing temperature.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Because so they're two different things.
Yes, but you're right. If it's losing temperature, it could do that. But that area should be insulated on the back side at that point.
And that can be hard to do. In the article, we make the point that, you know, the issue of exterior walls meeting exterior ceilings in most houses, you almost can't solve that except by moving the air.
You're right.
And you got to remember, we live in cubes. If we lived in circles, which we should all live in spheres. They're actually far more efficient for energy transfer and conservation, but they're a lot harder to build. And that's why we don't build them.
Right.
You know, round houses were supposed to come in vogue back in, I think the World's Fair of 1950-something, you know, predicted we'd all live in a round house, a geodesic dome, you know.
Right.
And we just realized that the labor force was not going to adapt to producing those. So if you live in a cube, you have all these dead spaces, you know, the ceiling,
corners,
the floor corners, the closet, like you said. So the only real thing to do for most people is just to make sure you keep moving that air and pushing it around.
Right. Now, what about ghosting on a carpeting floor? On a carpet floor. What if someone sees an area of the carpet floor? I remember when we very first started this show, 2008, we had an email. And the lady says she just got white carpeting and she's noticing lines right in the carpeting. Wherever she thinks there's a piece of plywood underneath, she would notice dirt would create lines and all around the exterior of that room.
Yeah.
She had no idea why it was happening.
You know, we had a builder build very high-end homes. Steve, I hope you're listening, in the Ann Arbor area. And he had a client that had that problem. They had white carpet. And it was staining at the baseboards on the perimeter walls. And they thought he had built a defective house. But what that's an indicator of is air and temperature movement. For instance, everywhere you have a seam in the drywall or the plywood in the floor, you have a potential for air moving down into the crawl space or basement right there. And the carpet acts like a filter. So all the particulate in the air ends up being filtered out by the carpet. The air moves through it or the temperature moves through it. And what's deposited is the dirt.
So he probably did a really good job of separating the basement from the main floor, put a good seal there so the air couldn't go that way. So now it wanted to go through the floor.
Yeah.
And he, like I said, did a good job tightening the house, but the air wants to move through the floor. So all they could do at that point is pull all the carpet up and basically caulk or tape those joints to stop that from happening.
That's what we tell people, you know. I mean, the article actually talks about this too. Where your exterior wall meets the floor is a thermal weak spot. There's a gap there. And the gap can change throughout the year based on moisture, temperature, humidity, those kinds of things. So you can actually have air moving through there as well as temperature.
Right.
And again, the particulate in the air will be trapped by the carpet. And it can be tough to vacuum out. You and I are vacuuming fools. So that is like, oh, shoot. It's tough to get out.
It's stuck to the carpet at that point. So,
Hey,
if you're at home anytime in the next few weeks during this holiday season and you notice what we're talking about, something worse, you don't know what to do, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We'll be here Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. Send us an email. We'll get back to you. We'll tell you the best way to repair what's going on. We may refer a team partner to you. But one thing we know for sure is you can always trust the information you get from the Inside Outside Guys. We take your trust very seriously. We do not take it for granted. And again, what Chuck and I wish for you more than anything else is a safe, happy, comfortable Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ashley, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.